I'm John Barrett Ingalls, and this is The How, The Why, presented by 1888. Every week, we connect with artists, authors, and innovators in the world of publishing and literature to discuss their creative process and creative purpose, and explore the evolution of the industry. 1888 serves as a regional catalyst for the preservation, presentation, and promotion of cultural heritage and literary arts. Let's get connected.
Hello, and welcome to The How, The Why, brought to you by 1888. My name is Dean Moses. I'm the author of A Store Dox, one of three novellas published from Summer Writing Project 2015. Today, I'm connected with one of the top 25 authors from Summer Writing Project 2016. Let's start off by introducing yourself. Tell us your name, the name of your novella, the genre, and briefly what it's about.
Okay, my name is Celinda Bickner. I write under the pen name of Celie Wells. My novella is named Switch, and it is a paranormal romance.
So what motivates you to use a pen name?
I had some misgivings about using my own name because no one can pronounce it.
Oh.
So it seems to be easier.
That's actually smart thinking, actually. I wonder if that's the motivation behind a lot of writers.
Well, I thought, an easy, short name might be better for people to recognize.
Was it from H.G. Wells? Is that where you...
No, I was actually born Celinda Wells. My nickname is Celie, and that was my original birth name was Wells.
Well, what I'm interested in is about... because I was in the Summer Rhyme Project last year. So how have you found writing a novella over the last month, like live as it happens? How has that been for you?
It's been really challenging. I had a good premise and a story outline for my different chapters, but it almost seems to force you to write more concisely than what you otherwise would, you know, in order to get that story and those scenes out.
And how are you finding putting the chapters up, and is that something that's hard for you to maintain on schedule? And do you have a schedule for putting your chapters up?
Pretty much I try to write during the week, and I find I'm writing and then posting it on the weekends. This weekend I posted four chapters, but what I write is a larger group. So I'm writing like 20,000 words.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm cutting it up into smaller chapters and trying to chunk it down into something that's a little less wordy.
So are you a writer in other aspects of your life? Because it sounds like it comes to you quite easily to be able to write that much at one time.
No, I'm really not. I'm an accountant by trade. I just have these different ideas for these stories.
So has this been an ambition you had for a long time in your life? And if so, are you just starting to write now, or do you write for yourself usually?
I had written for myself. Basically, I have a dream about a scene. And if I write the dream out, then I'm able to continue on.
Oh, wow.
So
that's very interesting.
It works out pretty interestingly for me as a more of a, not really a therapy, but it's just, gets that story rolling along.
So what motivated you to enter the Summer Rhyme Project?
I had seen a post from another writer on, I think, the writer's blog, and they were talking about juke pop. So I went on there to read that person's story and thought, well, you know, let me go ahead and try this. Because that was the biggest problem that I had, was finding someone to actually read the pieces that didn't know me.
Yeah.
It's one thing for somebody to know you and read it and think, oh, that's just great.
Yeah.
But I wanted the input from somebody that didn't know me.
And how do you find that input? Does it affect your story, the input you get?
It does to a point. I think my weakest area is grammar.
Right.
And punctuation. So that type of area, it's nice to get input from. It's not so much the story itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tend to find people really want to see what's going to happen next. So that part's great. And if somebody doesn't like it, if they get angry because a certain character's gone one way or the other, that's kind of cool too, because you know you've affected them.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing I think about Jupop and Summer Rhyme Project, is that you're able to get this feedback instantly, where if you send it to a publisher, it's months and months and months, and you might not even hear anything at all, and you're waiting all that time, so you're able to get that feedback. Is that something that's been right. a bit of a shock to you to get that?
I think maybe because of my age, it's not so shocking. I've been in the business world for so long that, I'm not easily shocked. But yeah, it is great to get that. I think the first chapter I had revised a couple times because we had too much backstory in it. So I just left out all the backstory and dropped the reader right in the middle of it. And people seem to respond to that.
I saw that you have quite an interesting cover and quite a striking cover. Did you make that yourself?
I had that, I think, off of Etsy.
What's Etsy?
It was just off of a website that the different artists will create covers. And I wanted to do some kind of cover for it. My original thought was to have a tattoo artist draw me a tattoo that's actually featured in the book. But having not done that yet, I used that cover.
Do you feel that cover set you apart from the other writers and enabled you to get into the top 25?
It may have. I know the books that I like to browse through are usually very colorful. They're eye-catching covers.
Yeah.
And it's something that has to draw me to it, or there's too many to look at. You know, you're going to pass over them. So I wanted something that had the same feel of the kind of haunting story that I've got, but it had to also be colorful.
You talk about the haunting story. Why did you pick that genre?
It's a genre that I like to read myself. It's maybe more of a guilty pleasure, really, to read the vampire stories and the werewolf stories.
Yeah.
But this doesn't have any vampires or werewolves in them. It's all of metaphysical based. So it's something that a lot of people find very spooky, you know, and I happen to like it.
Well, going back to the cover, too, I think that cover can be a form of promotion for your story, like we were talking about before. It can set it apart. Have you done any interesting promotion or anything you can talk about that's helped you get into the top 25?
No, you know, I really just put the book up and I haven't found any avenues to advertise the book or get other people to read it. So I was just really searching for readers so I could get some feedback on it. And I have gotten quite a great feedback on it. So that's been really nice.
Do you use Facebook at all and Twitter to let people know?
I'm not a real big Facebook person. I do have one and it's great to keep up with family and things, but I haven't set one up for the book.
It's funny. I didn't really use Facebook or anything too much, but I found that a lot of people do use that as promotion. And I think it can work either way. It can either go, well, it lets people know, or people can get tired of you and then they don't want to read it anymore. So it can really work either way. What motivates you to write?
I enjoy being able to take the dialogue that I can hear in my head all day long and write it out. And that's basically what I'll do. I'll take my iPhone and just dictate out whatever scene it is I happen to be thinking of, and then it's gone. I don't have to think about it. So that's pretty much what motivates me.
That's not bad motivation. Do you pop, obviously, as you know, you do it in serialized, so it comes out in increments, and 1888 as a publisher focuses on novella, which is quite a short form, can be quite a short form of book, but obviously the scope is of a novel. Do you find balancing those two are hard, or does that come natural to you?
I do find writing shorter pieces to be very difficult for me. The first chapter, I think, was a little long. Mm-hmm. And it may have turned a few people off. So if I were some way to go in and edit that down and maybe make two chapters out of it, that would probably help me. As I've kind of learned what people like to read, I've made the chapters shorter. So
yeah, I find that
would have been my first thing. Had I known, I would have made them all shorter.
I find that a hard thing too, trying to, when I started on Jupop, trying to find what the balance is, because you think people might want to read more, but then that might turn people off. But then if it's too short, then they can't get as engaged as much. So it is quite a hard thing finding the right balance between that. So where do you hope your career as a writer goes, seeing you said you know this is one of your first times doing it?
You know, it would be nice if I could either self-publish them or get a few of the books published, just as a sharing thing. I'd like to share what the stories are. But really, I don't have any great expectations other than just we'll see if there's a market for it for them, if people enjoy reading them.
Well, you mentioned about the dream. Do you feel that writing is something that you have to do, or is it something you enjoy doing, or is it a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both. I enjoy doing it. I could keep it just for myself, but as I have shared a few things with friends, they're like, oh my gosh, you've got to publish this.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, you know, that's, your friends are always positive, usually. I wanted to see what strangers thought about them. So I actually set up a second book called Nerves that's on Jukepop also. And that one, I've been trying to go along with the formula of very short chapters just to make them under 2,500 words.
Are those two stories set in the same world, or are they different?
No, they're both different. They're both the same genre, though, right. I think, but Nerves is a lot more violent.
How about the titles of your story? Do you find that do you spend a long time going over your title? Do you think that's important, or do you just write something that just feels right for you for the title of this story?
I think it's important, but at the time I just was trying to find for Switch a word that meant several different things, but that encompassed all the different parts of this character's problems, basically.
1888 has a program called Routinology. It's about writers' routines. Do you have a routine when you write?
I do, as far as what my schedule will allow me to. I try to write midday, and then at night I'll usually jot down some ideas from the morning.
Uh-huh.
Very briefly. And then I hope to try and get them all, you know, hammered out at night.
It can be hard sometimes, right? Find the time
Yeah. I try to just do 30 minutes. And usually that turns into a longer span. But if I can say, okay, 30 minutes is all I'm gonna do.
Well, it seems to be working for you. And I know that a lot of listeners would like to know any advice that you may have for them to, seeing you've been able to make it into the top 25, any advice that you could give aspiring writers or just writers who are trying to break into the industry in general?
I would say just to really compartmentalize what you're doing. Everybody has things in their life that they do. You go to work, you've got your house, you've got your family and your children. There's things that you've got to do. If you're able to carve out some time to write, you pretty much have to fight for it and just say, this time here, I'm going to write. I'm not going to worry about the house. I'm going to do all my other chores and things planned accordingly so that I've got this time. And that becomes very difficult, I think.
Yeah, because that's the most important thing, isn't it? Just to be able to, just to write and get it down. Because if you don't, you can have it in your head for a long time and think, I'm going to do this and do this. But if it never goes down and even starts it, then it's never going to happen, right?
So it's difficult.
Well, it's been lovely speaking to you. Sadly, we're almost out of time. Is there anything you'd like to touch on before we leave that we haven't spoken about?
No, I mean, I'm just flabbergasted that I've made it into the top 25. I'm really happy about it. I've got more of the story to share, and I'm just going to keep putting it out and see what people think about it.
I'm sure the readers will be happy to hear that and look forward to reading more about it. So thank you for speaking with me, and congratulations and good luck.
Thank you.
This has been The How, The Why with John Barrett Ingalls. The show is produced by Kevin Stanek and yours truly, with production assistance by Sarah Becker. The How the Why theme music was composed and performed by Dan Record. Please consider supporting 1888 and our mission. Become an 1888 advocate by purchasing our books, participating in our programs, and pledging today. For more information, visit 1888.center. That's 1-888-DOT-CENTER. I want to remind you all to keep making art. Thank you.